Hello, my dears. I'm Allison Malden. This is my friend George Hendricks.
Hello, dears.
And we're here to tell you about our upcoming podcast, Elementary, My Dears, all about the CBS show Elementary, starring Johnny Lee Miller and Lucy Liu.
Yep. You, listeners, are the dears aforementioned in both Hello, My Dears and Elementary, My Dears. You're the dears.
You're the dears.
And that's D-E-A-R-S, not deers, headlight, animal thing. Totally different.
I mean, they may be feeling like deer in headlights right now, but...
I mean, lean into it, people.
If you're listening, you are dear to us.
100%.
Let's introduce ourselves. George, you want to tell them about me?
I guess. The person you're listening to speak before me, that is Allison. She is a dear friend of mine. We go back a long time. Yeah. Wow, God, yeah. We're old.
Like 20 years, something?
Something like
close,
that.
Close.
Yeah, and in some iteration or other, we've been friends since the Clinton administration, almost.
No, not that far.
Okay, not quite that far. Early Bush. But, yeah, so she's great. She's a dear friend of mine. She is a theater-trained professional writer individual who is great with words, great with ideas.
Professional writer
individual.
She's
funny.
Individual.
She's smart. She knows all of the things, and she has very strong opinions on Game of Thrones.
Doesn't everyone?
I mean, if they were watching, they do.
Yeah, and so George is a very talented photographer and a podcaster extraordinaire and a super cool dad.
Oh, yeah. I have a kid, but she's not podcasting with us. Not right now. Maybe one day she'll be a guest. I don't know.
Oh, man.
She's been on a podcast before.
Hashtag goals.
Yeah.
So this podcast is about the show Elementary. We want to tell you a little bit about what you can expect. We're going to have a different guest join us, and we'll talk about an episode of Elementary. Of course, we're starting with the first season. We're going to pause during our recap. We'll talk you through what happened in the episode. And then we'll stop and do deep dives into the variety of topics that they've explored in each episode. To give you a sample of what you can expect, we're going to be talking about safe rooms.
The rogue detective trope.
Self-hypnosis.
The link between orgasms and a woman's walk.
Stockholm syndrome.
The rate of psychopathy in investment bankers.
Pre-Stranger Things David Harbour.
The first instinct fallacy.
And that's just the first six episodes.
Good times.
Another
little fun bit about the show is that Allison has seen all of it.
Many times.
I have seen two episodes, maybe three. I've watched some in the very first season. I remember Natalie Dormer shows up at some point, and that's really the extent of my acquaintance with the actual show.
Yeah, so this show kind of snuck up on me. I started watching it from the beginning, I think in 2012, and it was something that I would often fall asleep to on the couch. But the more I watched it, you know, every season I got more and more obsessed, and it just became this show that it served like dual purposes in my life. And one was, it was like a comfort food kind of lull you to sleep kind of show. And I know I'm not selling it very well right now.
So listen to our show and snooze.
But the other aspect of it is the magic of this show is that it really is interesting. Like, you can also sit down and watch it like a very high quality procedural. And I love procedurals. I don't think that's a bad word, but we all know that there is a range of quality. And this show is just so smart and so beautifully executed that you can sit down and consume it actively instead of just having it on in the background as you're falling asleep.
There's a range of quality and procedurals just in the Law and Order over. So
yeah.
The fact that Elementary is a very solid procedural, anecdotally speaking, it says a lot about it, because it takes a lot to make one of those work.
Yeah, so George, what convinced you to join the podcast besides me? I mean, you obviously must have had some thoughts on it, or you wouldn't have agreed to this.
I'm familiar with the concepts. I am a huge Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle fan. I stan Lucy Liu. There's Hell just yeah. a lot of things. I mean, you come on. There's just a lot of things going on in the show that appeal to me. It's just one of those things where. So when you abandon cable television for the wonderful but wild world of streaming platforms, and you don't ever get around to downloading CBS All Access or whatever, nor wanting to pay for that because you already pay for so many other streaming services as it is, you sort of lose a lot of these things until they show up on Hulu or whatever, which I have actually during our COVID days have been catching up on a lot of shows I haven't seen before, which I probably will be talking about. One of those, detective show, Dirk Gently, fantastic. Oh, it's so good. We'll talk about it. But yeah, so you get caught up on things you never would before. And this seems like very much a time where I'm like, wow, I have so many hours of the day to fill that I can only do with video games and sleeping and sadness. So I have to watch something. So yeah, this is the perfect time to dig into this. And this would be one of those shows where I would have leaned into it regardless of the situation. This was just the impetus for it.
Yes. And that leads into a topic I wanted to talk about, which is why this show is perfect for quarantine. It dovetails with so many of the reasons why I love this show. It's beautifully shot. The cinematography is gorgeous. The sets, the wardrobe, everything is so well done. It's just a joy to look at. And then there's a quality to the sound design and the way the show is shot. It's just kind of quiet. Obviously, it's a crime show, so it has, you know, all of the action and stuff that is...
Got bang bang shoot 'em
ups. It has the bang bang shoot 'em up. But there's something comforting about it. And I think a part of it is you have Sherlock and Joan Watson in their brownstone. They're drinking tea. They're going through files from the, you know, cases. They're living life, and then they're going out all around New York City. You get to see all these different locations that they're filming in, and we're not allowed to visit right now.
Now, also, would you say that given the times that it would be gauche to describe the show as infectious?
No, I think that's perfect. Yeah.
This is the COVID-19 of shows, people.
If we can't laugh, we'll just cry. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this show is eminently bingeable. You can watch one after another and it's going to go down smooth. I think it's the perfect quarantine show.
I will not be watching the one after the other, though. I'll be watching them as we go, one at a time. So I will not be spoiling myself. I will be slowly pulling back the curtain and peering behind and seeing the wingtips beneath.
Exactly. I think this is a great point to make, too, for potential listeners, is that you don't have to have seen it before. And you also don't have to be new to it. Like, everybody just come and join in and watch along with us, or don't, because we're going to be talking through the plot anyway.
Because even if you haven't seen the show, you know Sherlock Holmes. And even if you're not familiar with the books or some of the old movies, you've seen the Robert Downey Jr. versions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know the mindset, you know what's going on there. So you have some sort of spiritual connection to this material because it's so pervasive in our society. If you haven't seen the Benedict Cumberbatch stuff, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you, but it's out there and it's fantastic. And it's another wonderful modern retelling of this weird, broken individual.
Yeah, it is. And the way that the CBS Elementary kind of departs from the tradition is that it takes place in New York City, and Sherlock is working with the NYPD as a consulting detective. He's straight off of rehab for a drug addiction, and he meets Joan Watson, which is Lucy Liu's character, because she's his sober companion. Which, if you haven't seen the show, that's a person who helps a recovering addict in the early days of their recovery, which we'll be talking about in the first episode. So stay tuned.
Yeah, we also don't, I mean, this is a show that is, it is both modern and it is topical, but also it is a show that deals with things like addiction, given what I know of the actual character and from what Alice has described. I mean, obviously they're dealing with addiction. There was a regular reoccurring discussion about Sherlock Holmes's actual substance abuse problems back in the Victorian era when it wasn't a big deal, when you could totally do cocaine and heroin and be like, you know, yeah, I just need a little pick-me-up and a bring-me-down, rather than being an addict, as you would be termed today.
Yeah, so,
we're going to discuss things like that. There are also other trigger warnings in this show, with which they're not trigger warnings for the bad things. We're just going to focus on the content, so such as Allison.
Well, we just wanted...
Allison's not a trigger warning. I just want her to talk about it.
You know, because we are living in, say, how do I phrase this?
Challenging times?
Uniquely challenging, or I don't know. I feel like, you know, as you can't ignore what's going on in our country right now and the reckoning that we're having with law enforcement and our country's history with race. And so because we're dedicating this time to talk about a show in which the NYPD is a major part, we will be discussing that through the lens of police brutality, Black Lives Matter. And George and I both are people who support the Black Lives Matter movement. And yep. I think we both identify as pretty bleeding heart liberals. So here is a trigger warning for Republicans. You're welcome here. And we'd love to have you listen. But just be warned, this is where we're coming from. And if you don't like it, this podcast might not be for you. And also Elementary might not be for you, because having watched it through a few times, I think it also is a show that believes in inclusivity and justice.
For everyone, not just for a certain percentage.
Exactly. Okay, so if you'd like to join us in watching the first season of Elementary, you can find it on Hulu and CBS All Access. Do you think anyone actually has CBS All Access?
Some people do, because they also have the new Star Trek stuff on there.
Ah, okay. Good point.
Which is like, they have the animated show Below Decks, which is all about the people that work in like as the Star Trek janitors, which is supposed to be hilarious.
It's an upstairs, downstairs, but for Star Trek.
Yep.
Yeah, so find it on Hulu or CBS All Access, or you can even buy it if you want to own it on iTunes or whatever. And then we'll start the first episode with season one, episode one. And now George is going to tell us where to find us on the social media.
Oh, we have the social media. We do. We are going to kind of break from tradition. And as of right now, our plan is to eschew a website, because who goes to a podcast website ever? You don't. You go to your podcatcher, and then you go to Twitter or Instagram or whatever social media that's there. But no one goes to a website. No one goes. So unless you, being a web guru, can present a compelling reason for us to have a website, we're not going to have one. So just put a website out of your mind right now. Just don't think about it. But we will be available on other few platforms, such as... Hold on. I lost my notes. Boom. Social media platforms for your enjoyment. Instagram, Elementary Pod. All one word. Super simple. Twitter, @ Elementary Dears. Mixing it up on you. But that's what was available. So @ Elementary Dears. And this is going to be fun. Some of you might do this on your podcast. Some of us don't. We are going to have a Facebook group. It's going to be a community to come together. People want to talk about mysteries or the difference between deductive and inductive reasoning. And I think that's right. I might be wrong about that. Hit me up on Facebook and tell me about it. But the Facebook group's going to be called The Brownstone after the show. And so we will be there and hanging out and having conversations and posting articles about stuff we talk about. It'll be, we'll kind of hit up all the Insta portals, as you will, but that'll be kind of the clearinghouse for conversation. If you want to get in touch with us about something that's on the show that you want to discuss, we're open to it. We're an open book, open door policy, all that sort of stuff. So come and check those social media outlets out, and we'll be on one of them.
Exactly. The brownstone in the show is a place where Sherlock and Joan are most comfortable. They're the most themselves. And
they drink a lot of tea.
They drink a lot of tea, and they are free to be their weird, unconventional selves. And so we hope that whatever community we're able to develop from this podcast will have the same ethos.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. So we will see you all. Here, you will... I always use, like, visual language, and it's an auditory medium. It's not... It doesn't translate.
I don't think anyone's going to come at you with a stick for it.
Are you sure? Because it's the internet.
You know what? They might. It might be a proverbial internet stick. They might at you, but we'll see.
Okay, and so our official sign-off is...
Well, for this episode, at least.
The game is afoot.
The game is afoot. That'd be interesting to see how we define each other.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I totally peaked that time when I was laughing.
Oh, you peaked everywhere.
I peaked all over myself.